Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio later on the recording, Shabbat blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, June 29, 2019. This is our lesson 281, chapter 61, entitled Zacchaeus, part 3. Our opening hymn is entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. And if anyone of the dear family would like to join in the singing of the hymn, may you unmute your mic as well. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Do not pass me by.
Stand me at thy throne of mercy. Find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition. How my unbelief.
Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why another thou art calling? Do not pass me by.
Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace.
Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do
spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Home have I on earth beside thee, home in heaven but thee.
Savior, Savior,
if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, so even our guests, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to enter into another of your Sabbath, dear Father God. Please forgive us and be with us this day. Send your Holy Spirit to encamp around us, to guide our hearts and our mind and our being, dear Father, that we may behold wondrous things out of the words of truth and inspiration that will be learnt, will be taught here today. Help us, dear Father God, not to just take it as it is being given from the speakers, but for us to truly go and to investigate, that we may be able to become personally acquainted with Thee and Your words, dear Father. Please, Lord, continue to be with us, continue to be our stay, continue to guide our minds and our life and our walk. Help us to be obedient to Your will and to go not into our own path or to lean on our own understanding, but to trust in You and to keep looking to You in all things. Please be with all the brethren that are here today, those that will be listening at a later time, those that will be listening over the phone, those that are in traveling, those that are doing something, dear Father God, today. I hope that each and every one is impressed about it is Your Sabbath day and that we should be keeping it holy, dear Father, not just in just being here, but in spirit and in mind and in every capacity, dear Father God. Forgive us for where we have fallen short in that manner. We thank You and we love You. Please be with the sick and the shut-in, those that are feeling any type of ailments today, whether physically, spiritually, financially, or anything, dear Father God, that is burdening the soul. Truly, truly help us to look to You and to know that You are a healer, You're the master, the chief physician, and that You can make a way out of no way, and that You have each and every one of our cases in Your hand. We just have to ask and be patient and be faithful. We thank You and we love You in all things, in no other name than Your Son, our blessed Redeemer, Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, dear sister. Beautiful prayer. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from Luke chapter 19, verse 9, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, our guests, those that are listening, any type of devices, phone, iPad, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled Zacchaeus in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first verses, may you unmute your mic.
2 Corinthians 7:10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Matthew 3:8. Bring forth therefore our fruits, meet for repentance. Amen.
It's my turn.
Are we at Luke chapter 19 verse 10 or Matthew 3:8? Sorry.
Matthew 3:8.
Thank you, dear sister. Haley, come here.
My turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
Yay, my turn.
Yes, say, blessed Sabbath.
Blessed Sabbath.
Okay, say, repeat after mommy. Bring forth.
Be forth.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Fruits.
Fruits.
Meat.
Meat.
For. Repentance.
Wow.
Okay, good job. That's Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. Now it's mommy's turn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Ezekiel 3:15. If the wicked restore the pledge given again that he had robbed, and walk in the status of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live and he shall not die. Ezekiel 3:16. None of his sin that he had committed shall be mentioned unto him. He had done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Galatians 3:7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear Sister Gina. Today we will cover pages 555 through 556. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 555. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 555. Second. No repentance is genuine that does not work reformation. The righteousness of Christ is not a cloak to cover unconfessed or unforsaken sin. It is a principle of life that transforms the character and controls the conduct. Amen. Holiness is wholeness for God. It is the entire surrender of heart and life to the indwelling of the principles of heaven. And on the slide, it shows a picture of the heart, and it says disobeying, telling lies, fight, hate, pride, talking unruly to my teachers, cheating, evil thoughts, and stealing. And also it says there, Romans chapter 6, verse 4, King James Version, margin, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And that was Romans chapter 6, verse 4, margin. And then another scripture verse that says Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, King James Version. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. And it also says a picture, and it shows someone looking up, and it says God's grace. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, and dear remnant family. How is repentance known to be genuine in nature? And what is the righteousness of Christ not a cloak to cover, and what is it for? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is no repentance is genuine that does not work reformation. And it is not a cloak to cover unconfessed and unforsaken sin. It is a principle of life that transforms the character and controls the conduct. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 2, from the King James Version.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be revealed. Luke 12, verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
This beautiful scripture song was taken from Scriptures Singer Song in the section, The Living Word. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 556. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 556. The Christian in his business life is to represent to the world the manner in which our Lord would conduct business enterprises. In every transaction, he is to make it manifest that God is his teacher. Holiness unto the Lord is to be written upon daybooks and ledgers and on deeds, receipts, and bills of exchange. Next slide, please. And continuing. Those who profess to be followers of Christ and who deal in unrighteous manner, are bearing false witness against the character of a holy, just, and merciful God. Every converted soul will, like Zacchaeus, signalize the entrance of Christ into his heart by an abandonment of the unrighteous practices that have marked his life. Next slide, please, and now someone else can read.
Desire of Ages, page 556. Continuing, like the chief publican, he will give proof of his sincerity by making restitution. The Lord says, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed. Walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He shall surely live. Ezekiel 33:15-16. Desire of Ages, page 556, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, dear friend. This life to represent to the world, and where should holiness unto the Lord be written upon? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The manner in which our Lord would conduct business enterprises in every transaction, he is to make it manifest that God is his teacher. And it is to be written upon day books and ledgers, on deeds, receipts, and bills of exchange.
Question, boys and girls, what do those who profess to be followers of Christ as well as deal in an unrighteous manner do? And like Zacchaeus, what will every converted soul do? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is they are bearing false witness against the character of a holy, just, and merciful God, and they will signalize the entrance of Christ into his heart by an abandonment of the unrighteous practices that have marked his life, giving proof of his sincerity by making restitution.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another song together, dear one, from the scripture, taken from the book of Ezekiel. Chapter 33, verse 15.
If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath wronged, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel 33, 15.
Amen. The scripture song also was taken from scripture singer song in the section Promises. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 556. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
If we have injured others through any unjust business transaction, if we have overreached in trade or defrauded any man, even though it be within the pale of the law, we should confess our wrong. Next slide, please. And make restitution as far as lies in our power. It is right for us to restore not only that which we have taken, but all that it would have accumulated if put to a right and wise use during the time it has been in our possession. Desire of Ages, 556.2, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And welcome back, dear Sister Yiyi. Question, boys and girls, and dear remnant family, what things does the paragraph say we should confess our wrong and make restitution as far as lies in our power? And should only that which we have taken be right for us to restore? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, if we have injured others through any unjust business transaction, if we have overreached in trade or defrauded any man, even though it be within the pale of the law, and no, but all that would have accumulated if put to our right and wise use during the time it has been in our possession.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 32. King James Version.
Jesus, do was just Christ really done here. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth shall make you free.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This beautiful scripture song was taken from the same scripture song singer in the section Patience. And let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 556. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 556. To Zacchaeus, the Savior said, this day is salvation come to this house. Not only was Zacchaeus himself blessed, but all his household with him. Christ went to his home to give him lessons of truth and to instruct his household in the things of the kingdom. Next slide, please. Continuing. They had been shut out from the synagogues by the contempt of rabbis and worshipers. But now the most favored household in all Jericho, they gathered in their own home about the divine teacher and heard for themselves the words of life. Desire of Ages, page 556, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, dear family, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What did the Savior say to Zacchaeus as well as to all who were also blessed by the statement made to him? And what did Christ go to his home to do? And why? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, this day salvation come to this house. Not only was Zacchaeus himself blessed, but all his household with him. Amen. And to give him lesson of truth and to instruct his household in the things of the kingdom. They had been shut out from the synagogue by the contempt of rabbi and worshiper.
Amen.
Amen.
We are in Desire of Ages, page 556.
It is when Christ is received as a personal Savior that salvation comes to the soul. Zacchaeus had received Jesus not merely as a passing guest in his home, but as one who abides in the soul temple. The scribes and the Pharisees accused him as a sinner. Next slide, please. Continuing, they murmured against Christ for becoming his guest, but the Lord recognized him as a son of Abraham. For they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Galatians chapter 3, verse 7. Desire of Ages, page 556, paragraph 4. And on the slide, it says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For us, many of you, I really can't read that. It's too, my eyesight is not very well. But I can read the next one. This is Galatians chapter 3, verse 7. Know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
If it's okay, I could read what Sister Christina could not read. It says, For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For so many of you still... I think it's as have been captured, I think, unto Christ, have put on Christ. I'm sorry, Galatians 3:26-27, King James Version.
That's what it says, baptized.
Yeah. So as many of you has been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, Galatians 3:26-27. And thank you so much, dear sisters. Question, dear family. When does salvation come to the soul? And did Zacchaeus receive Jesus just merely as a passing guest in his home? And why did he recognize him as a son of Abraham, despite being accused as a sinner by the scribes and Pharisees? If you know the answer to the question, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, it is when Christ is received as a personal, and no, but as one to abide in the soul temple. And for they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, despite they murmured against Christ for becoming his guest.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, I'm going to need all the dear remnant families and their little ones in their home that they will be able to aid with this song. So let's learn our last beautiful song, dear ones, together, entitled Father Abraham Have Many Sons, Which Sons We Are. So if any one of the dear family would like to take one of the verses, and if the little ones would like to do the same, if you do have a camera, will you bless us as well to be able to see how joyful you are of being also sons of Abraham? Father Abraham have many sons have Father Abraham. I am one of them, so are you. So let's all praise the Lord, right hand.
Father Abraham had many sons, had many sons, had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord, right hand, left arm.
Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you, so I am. So let's just praise the Lord, right arm, left arm. Right foot.
Father Abraham had many sons, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot.
Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot.
Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham, I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left foot, chin up, turn around, sit down.
Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you, so are you. So let's all praise the Lord, right arm, right foot, left foot, chin up, turn around, sit down.
Amen.
I remember that in our dear sister Sheila's home with all the children, and it was a very beautiful experience. We have come to the ending, dear ones, of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. If anyone of the little ones, may you all gather very close, because our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. You know, when we were living in California, that's 23, 4, 5 years ago, we used to gather at a home church over in Calusa, California, and sing that song. And all the kids sure loved it. Only we didn't just sit back and sing it. We got up and did it. Yes, indeed. It's story time for June 29 of 2019. My. Tomorrow is the end of the first half of the year. God's goodness and mercy inspire courage. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know who said that? David said that, it looks like, in Psalm 23:6. And I think he's the one that wrote that psalm. Christ has given no assurance. Assurance is like a promise. That to attain to perfection of character is an easy matter. It is a conflict. It's like a fight. And a battle and a march. Day by day. It is through much tribulation. Or trial and trouble. That we enter the kingdom of heaven. In order to share with Christ in his glory. We must share in his suffering. He has overcome for us. Shall we then be timid and cowardly? That's like being afraid. Because of the trials that we meet as we advance? That was a question we each have to answer for ourselves. When we have a deeper appreciation or understanding of the mercy and loving kindness of God, he is both loving and kind. We shall praise him instead of complaining. We shall talk of the loving watch care of our Lord. Angels watch over us. Of the tender compassion of the good shepherd. The language of the heart will not be selfish murmuring or repining. Oh my, do I have to do that? Praise like a clear flowing stream will come from God's truly beloved ones, believing ones. They will say, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That was a little chorus we learned when I was down. Why not wake the voice of spiritual song? Why not awake the voice of spiritual song in the days of our pilgrimage? The pilgrimage is like a trip. We are traveling to the city of God. We are pilgrims. We need to study God's word to meditate and pray. To meditate means to think about something. We are supposed to think about God's word, the Bible. When we shall have spiritual eyesight to discern, then we shall have spiritual eyesight to discern or understand the inner courts of the celestial or heavenly temple. We're supposed to study what is going on in the heavenly sanctuary. We shall catch the notes of thanksgiving sung by the heavenly choir around the throne. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to hear the angels sing? When Zion shall rise and shine, Zion represents God's people, her light will be most penetrating. That means our light or truth. I got the wrong word there. We'll shine into the darkness of people's understanding. Songs of praise and thanksgiving. Make a correction here. This has got to be saved. Songs and of praise and thanksgiving will be heard in the assembly or the gathering of the saints. Little disappointments. Remember that Remember what disappointments means? We are looking forward to something promised and it didn't come to pass or didn't happen, and we're disappointed. Little disappointments and difficulties will be lost sight of. You won't even think about them. The Lord is our helper. No one ever trusted God in vain. He never disappoints those who put their confidence, dependence rather, or faith in Him. If we would only do the work of the Lord, if we would only do the work of the Lord, would have us do, walking in the steps of Jesus and telling others about Jesus, our hearts would become sacred harps. Harps make music. Every chord of which would send forth praise and thanksgiving to the one sent by God to take away the sin of the world. That's from Sons and Daughters of God, page 198. And the memory verse again was, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Thank you for listening, and have a great Sabbath.
Have a great Sabbath also, dear Brother Dick, and thank you so much. Next week, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, Zacchaeus part three. Please have your questions, comments, thoughts, anything that you would like to share with your dear remnant brethren. You could send it, or you can be able to hold it until we meet on that Sabbath. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you please unmute your mic, dear ones.
Again, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. And thank you, dear Father God, for the wonderful words that we just received out of the children's study, dear Father God. There is so much meat and fruit in that study that we may partake of, dear Father God, and not just hear it here, but apply it in our lives, dear Father, to not just repent of our sins, but to truly shake up our folly grounds, that our conduct, our mind, our walk, and our stay may be upon God, dear Father, truly showing that we are sorry for the wrongs that we have done, that we have committed consciously or unconsciously, dear Father. Thank you for being with us this day. Thank you for those brethren who are joining now, whether by phone. Thank you for those that will be listening at a later time. Please continue to be with each and every one of our household, wherever we may be today studying, dear Father. Please continue to send your spirit to be among us, to be with us, dear Father God, and then most importantly, within us, dear Father, that we may continuously partake of this bread, dear Father, your word of truth and inspiration. We thank you and we love you for all things. In no other name again, in your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be July 6, 2019. We will do part two review of chapter 61, entitled Zacchaeus part three. I hope and pray everyone will bless, dear one, and may you continue on this blessed Sabbath day with your family and loved ones. And please, if you can be able to join me in praying for this dear soul, there is someone that is in Jamaica that needs the prayer, and may you please pray. It's an unspoken, and thank you so much, dear brethren, for minds, for praying for the internet and the difficulty that I had last week. And by God's grace, everything has been restored. So God bless this, everyone. May you have a blessed one.